I'm meteorologist Alan Archer with a look now at your Tuesday afternoon hurricane weather watch, your marine weather forecast. Currently, our satellite photos indicating seasonal partly cloudy weather over most of the Leeward and Windward Islands. Only in areas around Trinidad do we see cloud cover thickening. We have a tropical wave located now to the east of the Windward Islands that's tilted east-northeast, west-southwest into the southern Windward Islands, and that's why our radars are indicating showers developing now in around and south of Trinidad down through Venezuela. It looks like over the course of the next couple of days, the latest computer forecast model is suggesting that this particular tropical wave is going to advance on towards the west slowly in through the Windward Islands on Thursday into Friday. The bulk of the significant rains are going to be, at least over the next 24 hours, in areas of the southern Windwards, but there will be a trend towards advancing into the northern Windward Islands and on up into our area. While thereafter, on tab 4 late this week, Thursday, it looks like most areas from the French Isles all the way south or down to Trinidad and Tobago can expect to see some scattered showers, and then as we work our way in through the weekend as well, there will be some additional shower activity. Earlier, the forecast model hinted that this could develop into a tropical depression or storm. No longer the case. The models have backed off from forecasting it to develop into a depression or storm. Just keep it as a moderately active tropical wave. In the eastern Atlantic, also there's a tropical wave 23 west. It's forecast to reach into the southern Windward Islands Sunday, then weakens. Other moderate waves leave Africa into early July, but do not develop into tropical depressions as dry, dusty air from the Sahara Desert continues to move across much of the Atlantic into the eastern half of the Caribbean, keeping tropical depression and storms from forming. So with that in mind, a look at our weather forecast. Calling on skies here to return partly cloudy for the rest of the day through tonight. A stray shower at most, high 88 Fahrenheit, 31 Celsius, low 80 Fahrenheit, 27 Celsius. And then for tomorrow through Thursday, our sky is going to be partly cloudy to occasionally cloudy with a 25% widely scattered shower as that tropical wave approaches with a high of 87 Fahrenheit, 31 Celsius. A look now at our rain forecast. Starts with winds coming in out of the east to northeast around 15 knots through tonight. Seas are running about 2 meters today, but only 1.5 to 2 meters tonight. And then for Wednesday and Wednesday night, the winds are northeast to east 15 knots, seas 1.5 to 2 meters. Improving Thursday, east to southeast at 15 to occasionally 20 knots, seas 1 to 1.5 meters. And taking tide to the harbor here in Kingstown, we'll start off here this afternoon with a high tide at 3:21 p.m. On Wednesday, we'll have a low at 12:13 in the morning, a high at 4:44 in the morning, and then a low at 8:14 in the morning. And checking tides in the harbor here in Bridgetown this afternoon, we have a high 2:13, a low this evening at 7:34, a high Wednesday morning at 1:39 a.m., a low Wednesday morning 8:37 a.m. At the current time, our skies here at Grantley Adams are lightly showery. The relative humidity 62%. The winds coming in out of the east at 25 miles an hour. The temperature 84 Fahrenheit, 29 Celsius. While at Rockley, skies are mostly cloudy. Humidity 62%. The winds are east-northeast, 22 miles an hour. It's 85 Fahrenheit, 29 Celsius. And at French and Plantation, partly sunny, humidity 60%. The winds are east-northeast, 20 miles an hour. It's 87 Fahrenheit, 31 Celsius. I'm meteorologist Alan Archer. It's a partly sunny Tuesday with barely a hint of a shower on the Starcom Network.